I'm 18 years old. I stayed in, I brought up Meisterhouse all my life until I was 16. Then I moved out of it and became homeless, which was it's been a tough time. I'm still homeless just now. I've been homeless for 2012, so it's been really, really hard. Meisterhouse was a bit, it was up and down. Would you call it? You get dead a lot of peer pressure, people want you to gang fight and whatever, but I'd never really involved myself with it. I stuck to football when I was 12 year old or something, getting a football team. And then when I became 14, I started doing a bit of weightlifting. I was up and down the country a lot. I travelled to Austria and I met the Queen the same year. So I've done not bad in sport, but as I said, when I became homeless, it kind of went downhill a bit. I moved in with a girl. I moved in with her. She made me homeless and just told me I was drinking and smoking hash too much and whatever. I just kicked us out and became homeless. I've lived in all different types of places, beds and breakfasts. From bed and breakfast to supported accommodation to just plain hostels, out and out hostels. But off the top of my head, I've lived in about 7 or 8 different places, something like that. I'm currently waiting for a Furnace flat just now in Cranhall, and that won't be available till April. The plan for today is I'll be going to the Hamish Island Centre after 4 o'clock and hopefully get somewhere to stay. It's just your Donald Duck, I suppose, your luck, if you get somewhere. Just cross my fingers just now and hope I get somewhere. In the future, say 5 year time, I'd hopefully be in my wee house in Meisterhouse. I like it, I was brought up there, I know everybody there. But long term, abroad somewhere, I don't know, a mansion in Spain or something like that. It wouldn't really bother me as long as I'm around good people, and doing well, I've got a wee family and whatever. It's not going to really bother me as long as my wife's happy and my kids are happy. I feel when I was growing up, I used to go down to town every Saturday with my gran and granddad. I'd be walking by people that's sitting in the streets with a wee cups, but they were begging. And I used to think, I'm never going to end up like that. And funnily enough, I did. And it just shows you that you appreciate things while you've got it. And you don't never know what's around the corner, you know. And for homeless, for me, it'll take you down to the depths of hell, but it'll make you appreciate everything when you get it.